Gene Wilder's AI voice, fake influencers, and the employment question nobody can answer. Netflix revealed in a teaser trailer for a production called Wonka's The Golden Ticket that it is using an AI-generated voice recreation of Gene Wilder, built by Eleven Labs with the consent of Wilder's estate. On the same day, SAG-AFTRA President Astin testified before a House subcommittee arguing that every person deserves a legal right to own their voice and likeness in the AI era. The Gene Wilder case is legally clean because the estate consented. What SAG-AFTRA is working to establish is a framework protecting living performers who have not consented and deceased performers whose estates may lack the leverage to negotiate equitable terms. Vox published an investigation exposing fake AI-generated influencers built with synthetic personas, fabricated identities, and constructed social media histories, specifically targeting gay men and monetizing their followings through product promotions or data collection. Unlike the Wilder case, the targets of these synthetic personas gave no consent. They were deceived about the fundamental nature of the entity they were engaging with. The AI employment debate produced conflicting signals this week. Tech leaders pushed back on warnings of an AI job bloodbath, and a new study found that companies using AI most aggressively are adding junior workers rather than cutting them. The opposite of the theoretical displacement model, in which AI automates the research, drafting, and data tasks that entry-level employees perform. One interpretation is that AI makes junior workers more productive per hire, increasing the value of hiring them. A significant methodological caveat applies, however. The companies using AI most intensively are, by definition, early adopters, better capitalized, more innovative, and operating in growing markets. They would be hiring regardless. The study does not measure the law firm that quietly replaced associate positions with an AI contract review tool, or the insurance company that eliminated a data entry team, organizations that are not the subjects of AI productivity profiles. Employment effects from major technological shifts historically take 5 to 10 years to appear in aggregate data as the technology diffuses through the economy and affected workers attempt to transition sectors. Analysts recommend watching the Bureau of Labor Statistics Occupational Employment Series quarterly for divergence between AI automatable roles, paralegals, medical coders, financial associates, and occupations requiring physical presence or judgment under uncertainty. A sustained gap in unemployment rates or wage growth between those categories would be the clearest early signal that near-term displacement is real and that current optimistic findings reflect the temporary dynamics of early adoption.